You got control. You got to be. You got to me. You got to be mine. You got to be. You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan, on the move in western Florida as a strong hurricane bears down.
We're going to board up, bag up, and leave.
Hurricane Milton's now a Category 4 with top sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Central Florida along the I-4 corridor and the entire west coast of Florida's peninsula needs to be on high alert for this storm for a Wednesday afternoon evening landfall for this storm to be one for the history books.
Federal authorities are pushing back against misinformation dished out by Donald Trump and others that hurricane relief is being diverted to illegal migrants. FEMA Deputy Administrator Eric Hooks.
There is absolutely enough money for FEMA and the federal family to execute on the response and recovery for Hurricane Helene and the storms that are yet to come.
On the first day of its new term, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the ban on procedures in Texas. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The court today let a lower court decision, the Fifth Circuit decision, stand, which allows Texas's restrictive law to stay in effect.
And the court turned away a bid by an Alabama fertility clinic to avoid a wrongful death claim in a suit over the destruction of a couple's frozen embryo. Israelis are marking a year since the Hamas attack that killed 1,200 people. Prime Minister Netanyahu welcomed a U.S. congressional delegation.
I deeply appreciate the visit by Senators Graham and Blumenthal on this day of commemoration of October 7th. It was the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, but unlike the Holocaust, we fight back.
Among those taken hostage on that day, Omer Shem Tov, his cousin, Liat Corin Unger, was on CBS Mornings.
He's struggling to breathe. He has asthma. He's not allowed to cough out loud. Unfortunately, they are threatening him with death, not to make any noise. He's suffering with a tremendous amount of pain. He has celiac disease. There's not a lot of food. There's no light.
A SpaceX launch today from Florida sends a spacecraft out to do some investigating. Our space consultant, Bill Harwood.
The Hera mission is an ambitious attempt by the European Space Agency to send a probe to the asteroid Didymos. They want to study a small moonlet that was deliberately hit by a small NASA spacecraft 2 years ago. That high-speed impact changed the moon's orbit slightly, showing it might be possible to someday deflect an asteroid on a collision course with Earth.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 222 points, the S&P is down 21, and the NASDAQ is down 73. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Quick Trip has plans to build a new store at the site of the Fireside restaurant on Kenosha's north side. The plans will be reviewed at a city committee meeting this week. A 16-year-old from Racine faces four counts of attempted homicide for allegedly shooting at a car containing his ex-girlfriend. The accused teen has a preliminary hearing scheduled for Wednesday. A fatal fire in Walworth County is being investigated as a potential crime scene. Two people died in the fire and the cause remains unknown. Racine and Kenosha County fire crews assisted in that response. A Racine water main project has closed roads near North Memorial Drive and Maple Street. It'll be closed for about a week. Drivers are being told to plan for detours during the closure. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee tomorrow to talk about lead pipe replacement. Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at the Dodge County Airport. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pat-
Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improve to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today and seasonal, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a west wind. As we stay clear tonight, lows crash chilly to the mid-40s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. And we stay dry all week long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The rest of the story. One could only begin to tell about someone like George from the beginning. That is, he was born, but thereafter, there was nothing at all ordinary about his life. At the age of 2, he was speaking. No, not talking. Speaking what was described as extremely fluent, considered English. He was also, at the age of 2, completely familiar with the plays of Shakespeare, and I mean all of them, and none dare debate him on the subject. Of course, his mother had to read the plays for him. George could not read for himself until he was 3. By the age of 7, George was producing Shakespearean plays in his attic, performing all of the parts himself. His King Lear was a neighborhood favorite. George also loved art and music. In fact, for a while, it was believed that he might become a great painter someday. And yet, while his other artistic gifts were impressive, his true inclination remained, as it was from the start, words, literature, drama. By age 10, he had written enough substantial poetry to be called a poet, and had memorized most of the plays of Shakespeare. At last, George's father could bear it no longer. The boy had been putting it off for years, but it was inescapable now. He must go to school. And so, at the age of 10, little George enrolled in the Todd School for Boys. And no sooner did he arrive than he took over. He was particularly helpful in putting on school plays. I mean, he produced them, directed them, built the sets, painted the scenery, and naturally acted in most of the roles. And further, it's been said that the Todd School became a progressive school, enlarged its curriculum, emphasized the study of classical literature and drama simply to keep up with George. At 13, believing he had taught them enough, George dropped out of school. At 16, he was performing on stages around the world. At 18, he published a remarkable book intended to make Shakespeare interesting and accessible to mainstream students and everyday people. In fact, it was called Everybody's Shakespeare, and it promptly sold 20,000 copies, and it was used for years thereafter in high school English classes throughout the United States. Had professors known at the time that that book, Everybody's Shakespeare, had been written by a teenage dropout, probably they would never have accepted it as a classroom textbook. For you see, George was well known and critically acclaimed by the age of 20. By his mid-20s, he had become something of a living legend. By now you may have guessed that this child prodigy, this little lad who could converse intelligently at the age of 2 and read Shakespeare at the age of 3, quickly grew into the radio star whose War of Worlds broadcast threw a nation into hysteria. The genius who single-handed created Citizen Kane, George Orson Welles. But Orson Welles, despite his prodigious accomplishments, had a secret deficiency all his life, indirectly because of his prodigy, for the wonder child who would become the world-renowned actor and writer and director, because he'd had only 3 years of formal schooling, never learned arithmetic. And all of his life thereafter, he could add only what he could count on his fingers, and he could subtract not at all. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story is on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, you can always call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and The Rest of the Story. Cindy Huber on WRJN with the Mamas and Papas. Oh, yeah.
All the leaves are brown.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Awesome Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Loving. And you know, the first time you heard these timeless hits, they were no doubt played from vinyl. And I help you relive those moments by giving you actual vinyl albums to win. And we do this every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2. And I'll tell you who that artist of record is. So when you hear me play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller, 262-634-WRJN. To win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, everyone who wins in October is going to win an album. And who am I playing tomorrow now? Because we've already had a winner for today, the awesome Joey Pallera. Really appreciate you, Joey. Plus, he's got a birthday the same day as mine. Joey's from Kenosha. But you can be from anywhere you want to be. right? You can be from, wait a moment. Joey's from, oh, I think he's from Kenosha. I'm on the air. Come on. Alrighty. So who am I playing tomorrow? That artist is coming up next on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Peggy Sue.
local news. Timeless is WRJM with the awesome Buddy Holly, who is our artist tomorrow for our Artist of Record contest. Just so you know, Buddy Holly shouldn't have too much trouble recognizing his music. Nobody else sounds like him in the world. Here's Stevie Wonder. Ann Morrison on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the Packers. Oh, great game yesterday. I almost thought it was the Packers are going to hand it back to, but anyway, it didn't. L.A. Ram went home the loser. Or wait a moment. The Packers went home the winner. All right, yeah. I'm a little confused here. I've been confused all my life. Today is actually no different than any other day for the last 64 years. Anyway, this Sunday, the game is Packers against the Cardinals, and that's going to start pregame again at 10 a.m. in the morning. What is it with these morning shows? It cuts into my church time. Kickoff at noon. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And my big stomach will prove them right. They are awesome. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And we really want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring Packer football, bringing it here live on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. And now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Late Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was posthumously honored with the Friend of County Government Award at a recent meeting. The acknowledgement came at the Wisconsin Counties Association annual conference. Racine County Human Services Director Hope Otto accepted the award on behalf of Delagrave. She talked about his commitment to bettering the community and his infectious optimism. People in Kenosha may soon see improvements to their drinking water infrastructure. The city has applied for funding through the Wisconsin DNR's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The project aims to replace lead service lines. The DNR has completed an environmental review, finding no significant impacts. Part of the process does require public input, which is now being taken on the DNR website. Union members continue their strike at the Miller Brewing Company. The members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers say they're demanding a fair labor agreement from Molson Coors. About 40 workers started picketing last week after rejecting the company's final offer. The union claim it failed to keep pace with inflation. Molson Coors maintains they've made a competitive offer. Tomorrow, President Joe Biden will make a stop in Milwaukee. The exact details surrounding the stop aren't yet known. It is known that he'll be talking about lead pipe replacement. Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at the Dodge County Airport. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today and seasonal, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a west wind. As we stay clear tonight, lows crash chilly to mid-40s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. And we stay dry all week long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
It's WRJN and Diana Ross. Ain't no mountain high enough. Supremes weren't in that song with her. Oh, man. This is great. Turtles. I love the song.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
Joy within you.
Timeless hits. Oh, yeah. It's all right here on WRJN. Four Tops, reach out. I'll be there. I've got the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell tune. Remember, I was playing James Taylor and Reach Out. I'll be there. Not Reach Out, I'll be there. Good heavens. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yeah, James, of all the remakes he did, he didn't do that one. But Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye, I've got that coming up for you after one. I think you'll really enjoy their original version of the song before James Taylor remade that one. And looking down to our friends in Florida, Milton, Hurricane Milton. Oh, my God. Hurricane Happy. Hurricane Joy, Hurricane Faith. No, Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5, going to hit Tampa and Orlando. And it's just a nasty, nasty thing. Expected to hit land Wednesday. Expected to hit Florida then. And we're also collecting donations for the victims of the last hurricane that was 2 weeks ago. And if you would like to help out, because they really, really need our help. This is just crazy. We've got the links on civicmedia.us/help, and you can make a contribution to Samaritan's Purse, American Red Cross, or World Central Kitchen. Even something of $10 would do a world of good with any of those three organizations. They create miracles out of money. So I hope you will help. Coming up, we've got music from the Association and even Badfinger, believe it or not.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm the only one who's left.
News and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Got CBS National News coming up. Mike Clemens with sports and Stuart J. Waddles with local news. Just minutes away on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
City pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. Holiday. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Parading my time.
Shelter of the